life. Thanks, Neil Young Retirement Plan.
Keep on rocking in your retirement with the Neil Young Retirement Plan.
Be nice if he could do it, right? Maybe Jesse will do that one day.
It'd be wonderful.
He's Canadian, isn't he?
Yeah. Jesse Lynn?
Canada? No. Neil Young?
Neil Young.
Full-blooded American.
I think he is. I think Neil Young is a Canuck. It is just about 7 o'clock. It's so close to 7 o'clock, it feels like 7:01.
It's still close to 7.
We have a very brief break here. Then we have Fox News coming on with their alarming sounder. And then we'll have random facts with Jay. We'll do a $10 food outlet pop.
There it is.
Plus, Popper's a little late this morning.
Chance to win some
they
food.
At my age.
Chance to win some food here in about 5 minutes.
Yeah. And later on we will, I'm not sure if we're doing a conundrum or what, but we'll have something to give away, a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. And coming up soon, a new giveaway from Baumhauer's about their new Alabama hot chicken. Right now, though, let's see how the roads are.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We're looking pretty good all around the area this morning. We're beginning to get busy. We're seeing folks waking up and getting out on the roads. East-South Boulevard, Southwest Boulevard, a little bit of congestion there. Northeast Boulevard at Wetumpka Highway, a little busy, but other than that, we're light to moderate. No problems that we're hearing out of Wetumpka, Millbrook, or Prattville this morning. Toyotas are arriving by the truckload at Reinhart Toyota. Visit their location on the East Boulevard or shop online at ReinhartToyota.com. Your new Toyota's waiting. Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit CallDixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
And now, a star is born. On January 7th, 1948, the world welcomed little baby Kenny Loggins.
He's breached, but don't worry, Mom. I got his foot loose.
Kenny Loggins, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a tad past 7.
Stand by for news.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. Joe Biden is president-elect of the United States. Kamala Harris, vice president-elect. Their Electoral College victory now affirmed by Congress.
Each for the term beginning on the 20th day of January, 2021.
Vice President Mike Pence announcing the vote count. Members had to be evacuated during riots at the Capitol. A woman was shot and killed by Capitol Police. President Trump is now locked out of social media for posts continuing to claim he won the election.
Soon after Vice President Mike Pence announced that Congress had certified the Electoral College election results from November's election, a tweet appeared on the Twitter feed of Deputy White House Chief of Staff Dan Scavino. It was a statement from President Trump that said, "Even though I totally disagree with the outcome of the election and the facts bear me out, nevertheless, there will be an orderly transition on January 20th.
Fox's Jill Nadeau. America's listening to Fox News.
Well, good morning, sunshine.
What day is it today?
Thursday.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I just need some coffee.
I need coffee.
Yeah, coffee.
Oh, I need some coffee before I black out.
Coffee kind of make me nervous when I drink it.
Pour me another.
Let's get started.
All right, kids.
Showtime. From the Amnesty News Department, Alabama made the top 10 states with the worst hangovers on New Year's Day. Thought you'd like to know that.
How did they figure that out? They just poll people?
Yeah.
I really don't know.
Now, on a 1 to 10 scale, what is yours today?
Yeah.
And something else we can even help you out with a little bit later is that this month, January, is the best month to buy a used car. We have some information on that. And, of course, a little help from our friends at Jack Ingram. But first...
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
On the radar, the rain has almost made it up to I-65. It has around Clanton. It has around Fort Deposit. It's into Autauga County already. It's into Lowndes County. The rain gets heavier then as you move towards Selma and Demopolis. So, yeah, the rain is right on time, and it's overspreading the area. So showers likely today and tonight. Breezy, yeah, that wind right now is at 18 miles per hour out of the east. Breezy and cool with a high around 52. Colder tonight, low 42. Tomorrow, old man winter takes over. Cloudy, windy, cold, high 48. It'll seem much colder because of the wind. Dress in layers. On Friday night, we're down to around the freeze mark. Only in the 40s on Saturday, but sunshine returns. Not quite as windy Saturday, but still... You know, a bit of a breeze. Sunday high, barely up to about 51. We're dry Sunday, but right now, that Monday storm system for us looks like a cold rain. You know, parts of Mississippi could see a significant amount of snow depending on how things play out, and parts of Northwest Alabama could see a little bit of snow. Fortunately, the best news for us is no snow appears likely. Right now, this morning, east winds at 18 miles per hour, making that 45-degree temperature seem much colder at 7:07.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Talk to you about the Yellowhammer Restaurant Company, which I will be going to for lunch today. So I was just checking the Facebook page. Let's see. The special for today is not quite up yet. Usually it's up by about 8 o'clock in the morning. So I don't know what I'm going to have, but, you know, I don't know. I might have their vegetable platter today. They're all located on Averett Drive behind Mexico Typical, just off Taylor Road, just a little bit of south of Vaughan. So tucked away in there, and it's a really nice place. Great family atmosphere. Great home-cooked food, you know, and that's really good. On a chilly day like this, that's going to be a treat. I'm looking forward to it. Go by, check out their Facebook page, and you'll see some of their lunch specials. Like, for instance, the last couple of days have been posted, and soon they'll have the post up for today. They're open today from 6 to 2, and also tomorrow from 6 to 2. By the way, they're going to be opening Saturdays now. So they'll be open Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 2. The day they're closed is Monday. So, you can also call in your orders. They have a drive-through window, which is real handy. 649-1737. And check out their testimonials also on Facebook. It's it's what they say, home cooking close to what mama made. That's certainly what my mama used to make at the Yellowhammer Restaurant Company. So let's give away
a prize.
$15 gift certificate right now to the Yellowhammer Restaurant Company today. Who knows? You might see me at lunch today. I'm going to be there. You want to pick out the winning number is number...
Yeah. Let's do... How about caller number 10?
10?
We've had quite a bit of calls the last few days, I'm on stick it to them today. Let's do caller 10.
Caller 10. That's $15. You get a certificate.
You have to answer any silly questions. You don't have to...
Jay's throwing a pin at me.
272-9228.
272-9228.
I thought you were going to do something... like one.
I'm whimsical. So, look, here we go.
It's the onlyest number that you'll ever do.
It is. It's, you know, we're looking for caller 10.
Could be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Since the number one. Uh-huh.
You are caller number one, and it is the onlyest number that you'll ever do. Thanks. Try again, though. Caller two.
Uh-huh.
Here's caller three.
Caller four. All right. Caller five. Caller six.
Thank you.
Caller seven. Caller eight. Nine. And we just need one more. And caller 10. Who is this?
Melissa Strickland.
Hey, Melissa, guess what? You are going to Yellowhammer and just got a $15 gift certificate.
Have you been to the Yellowhammer Restaurant Company yet?
I have not. I live in Prattville, so I have not been over there.
Okay, so it's not too far from Taylor and Vaughan. It's tucked away just a little south of Vaughan, just a little west of Taylor, but on Averett Drive, and it's a great, great lunch. In fact, that's where I'm heading for lunch today, so you're going to... $15 goes a long way at the Yellow Hammer Restaurant Company. Congratulations, Melissa.
Thank you so much.
Now, hang on the line, because Jay's got to get some info.
Yeah, you got to talk to Jay.
Will do.
That's part of the excitement.
Oh, I know. That's,
how about you, Mr. Big Shot? Did you see that?
The phones are crazy.
By the way, check out their Healthy Choice menu if it's after the first of the year.
Yep.
You wanted to maintain your weight.
Yes.
They've got a great Healthy Choice menu.
Maybe one day you'll invite a friend to join you there on a Saturday.
Or friends.
Since they're open.
I've got a... A local broadcasting celebrity that will be with me today.
Oh.
What? Are you two Tom and Greg?
No.
This guy's on television.
Oh.
And he's a weather guy.
Aww.
You and Ryan?
What?
Ryan?
It's not Ryan.
It's not Ryan.
That's going to be our conundrum today. Who is Rich having
lunch with? Who is Rich having lunch with?
That should be fun. It is that convenient time of 7-Eleven. I mentioned this a couple of minutes back. A study has found that the best month to buy a pre-owned car is this month. January is actually the best of all. February slightly behind, and December is third. So you've got a couple of months now to go visit our friends Tip Tames and the gang at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars and shop around. A place where you can shop with confidence. Now, I just pulled up the website there. We have always talked about vehicles that are available under $10,000, because if you need a second vehicle for the family or for your office, because they've got some great SUVs generally available in this category. Right now, there's a couple of Lexuses. Now, Lexus, the luxury, the performance of Lexus is timeless, and I'm very familiar with the IS because I owned one for a couple of years. And they got a 2009 IS250 with very reasonable mileage at $6,800. But if you want a sedan, if you got a new driver and you want them in something that offers max protection, the 2006 Lexus ES330 is also available at that same price, $6,800. Hyundai Elantra, 2003 Dodge Avenger, if you're looking for something with some real performance in it and good mileage on that vehicle as well, and a Kia Forte LX, also under 10. Now, the number of vehicles available in this price range varies because, in fact, one day you could go to that category, there might be nothing because they won't put anything on the lot unless it passes their strict standards. Clean and pristine interior, good vehicle history, no major accidents on the record. And then finally, a 108-point engine checkup has to be passed. Otherwise, they send the car off to auction. So if it's got the Jack Ingram name on the back, it's something you can shop with confidence. Plus, they have over 20 financing programs. If you bumped into a few speed bumps last year financially, they can help you. So go see Greg and Tip and that great team at 235 North Eastern Bypass or browse online at jackingramsignatureusedcars.com. We are at 7:14 and Random Facts is next. And don't forget, that'll be followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. State health officials say Alabama is still in phase 1A of the coronavirus vaccine rollout. This includes frontline healthcare workers and high-risk first responders. State Health Officer Dr. Scott Harris says the limited number of available doses is delaying the process. More than 52,000 vaccine doses have been administered in Alabama. State health officials say more than 4,300 people have died from COVID-19 in Alabama. Just under 3,000 people are in the hospital right now. Alabama's confirmed case count is now over 308,000. Recovery numbers have passed 211,000. And Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed has ordered all flags to be flown at half staff in honor of City Councilman Tracy Larkin, who died Tuesday. Funeral arrangements have not yet been announced. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Worth Cleaners, your professional dry cleaner in the River Region, wants you to know that their dry cleaning and laundry process effectively kills all viruses and germs. Your family's belongings are safe when you use Worth Cleaners. You'll always get the same great service, whether you visit one of their two Montgomery locations or you take advantage of their free pickup and delivery service at your home or office. The lobby and drive-thru windows are open from 7 a.m. till 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Worth Cleaners help and knowledgeable employees stand ready to answer your questions about your dry clean clothing, bedspreads, wedding dresses, dress shirts, drapery panels, and even your household wash items. They do it all, and it's done on site in their modern and clean facility. Worth Cleaners has been in business for 30 years, and they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery time after time. Visit worthcleaners.com to find our prices, special discounts, coupons, and location maps. Your family's clothing is worth it. Come by or call Worth Cleaners today.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is January 7th, Old Rock Day. Geologists and amateur rock enthusiasts can show their appreciation of all things fossilized and ancient by digging up an old rock. I've uncovered some prehistoric stones. Have a groovy Old Rock Day. And now,
a reminder, we should never take Jay Scott for granted because he's got
random facts. Very good.
Very good. Thank you.
Yeah, very tight.
Thank you very much. Did you know?
She said.
You ever heard of the horned screamer?
Well, no. That's what she said. Haven't we talked about Katie Couric enough today?
The horned screamer.
Is that?
Is not.
At Six Flags.
Yeah, I was going to say. It's not a deviant act. it is the only bird that has a horn growing out of its head.
Oh.
The horn is made of cartilage and grows constantly throughout the bird's life. It lives in South America and is related to ducks. The horned screamer. did you know Twitter originally launched with the name, well, Twitter, but it was spelled T-W-T-T-R. Later, the company said, yeah, we don't like that. Let's just change it to what we know now, T-W-I-T-T-E-R. But that domain name was already in use by someone else. So the company at that time paid $7,500 to purchase the name.
That, you know, if only, again, you go back and you think about all the things you could have had for $7.50.
Right, if you only had that domain name. Remember what we talked about Google, mm-hmm. what they used to be called?
I can't remember, but yeah.
Backrub?
Backrub.
Backrub.
Yeah.
Backrub. Let me backrub that.
I can't imagine them being as successful with that name as they've
been. You ever backrubbed yourself?
Well.
That's good.
Yes.
That's really good.
No, that can be done.
I'm going to go look it up on the backrub.
Yeah. A wall with a rounded corner,
Have you ever...
There's nobody around.
I just meant using it as a verb.
Has anyone ever contacted you that bought up, like, yourname.com or, you know, something like that? You ever been contacted by these people who just sit there and buy domain names?
Yeah, they just sit on them.
I actually own GregBudell.com.
You do?
Because 12 years ago, I was going to start selling, you know, tchotchkes and radio station stuff. I haven't gotten around to that yet.
The name Backrub is available.
Yeah. Did you know Erno Rubik, the inventor of the Rubik's Cube, was an architect professor in the Budapest College of Applied Arts. He created the cube to help his students understand 3D. It was patented in 1975, and it went on to become an international success. The cube was so hard that even Erno, it took him a month to solve it.
Really?
after apparently he invented it.
What's the world record for rubies?
I want to say it's probably seconds. Under 2 or 3 seconds, I think.
Yeah.
Really?
It is fast.
Wow.
Yeah, there was recently a story about a kid that solved 6 of them in a minute.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
It's all math. It's all an algorithm. If you look at it and you say, well, if it's got a green in the center on the left side and a different color in the, you know.
Right. You start.
You look at the two different, you look at different sides of it, whatever color's in the center, you apply some algorithm to it and you know, I've got to go this many times this way, this many times this way, this, you know.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
There's a whole thing to it.
I don't think I've ever solved one.
I don't think it's hard to learn, but there's just a lot of variation to it. But I think, you know, you do it enough.
I did it by picking a color. One color out of the bunch to make the row. And that was the fastest way to get to everything lining up.
Yeah. That or just remove the sticker.
And usually yellow. Yeah, for some reason, yellow was the easiest.
Did you know there was a man by the name of William Ellsworth Robinson? And I really need to find out how long ago this man was. When did he live?
By the way, the Rubik's Cube came out in 74. I had to look that up. Just wanted to let you know.
Yeah. This would have been in the early 1900s, around 1918 or so.
Okay.
William Ellsworth Robinson, for pretty much all of his life, pretended to be a Chinese illusionist, calling himself Chung Ling Su. This worked for a while until, in his final moments, he called out in perfect English during a show, "Oh my God, something's happened, lower the curtain." He died on stage from a failed bullet catch stunt.
Oh, no. Whoops.
He caught it in the wrong way, huh?
Whoops.
Yep. Like I said, this was back in, 1918 or so. Mm. Yeah. Did you know the man who is suspected... They do not know for certain if this is him. There's a lot of speculation on who this could be, but apparently there's a lot of evidence to go towards that it is this person. The man suspected to be the subject of the famous photo from 9/11 dubbed the Falling Man.
I watched the whole documentary on that.
They believe him to be a guy by the name of Jonathan Briley, which if that's the case, he would be the brother of one of the original village people.
I did not know that. I in this documentary,
they don't actually know who it is.
They went to.
There's been more than one fall that was captured. Yeah.
But this one in particular was real dramatic because it caught the space between him and the building and the position he was in, and they were able to identify him by his. I think for a long time they thought it was somebody that worked at Windows on the World.
Mm-hmm.
But. What's really moving in this documentary is when they went to the potential family members, and they were all eager to find out if it was in fact their loved one that was lost.
Yeah.
They did not resist the...
Hey, what was the name again of the that financial concern up there on the top floor or near one of the top floors?
Jeez.
You know this, Greg. You know it.
I know.
You know it.
It's going to kill me.
Well, I hope not, but you know it. You know it!
Cantor Fitzgerald.
That's Looky it. Looky there.
That's it.
Very nice.
Cantor's.
Look at you.
Well, these moments are good because it means I still have enough marbles going together to keep doing this radio show thing.
Did you know?
How many are we at?
We're at the last one before we take a break. I'm monitoring.
He's on it.
I'm monitoring. Did you know when the Flintstones added baby Pebbles in 1963?
Pebbles.
It was originally going to be a boy until the toy company that manufactured the Flintstone toy said, listen, boy dolls do not sell very well. You need to make this a girl. You would sell more merchandise if you made Pebbles a baby girl.
Well, that's going to make Bam Bam feel pretty bad.
So they did that.
Maybe that's why he was named Bam Bam. Because he was mad about it.
Because originally it was going to be a boy. Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to talk about Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Yep.
Honolulu.
The third Baron Moynihan.
Okay, I'm not.
And an interesting challenge that was issued there. We'll also talk about the Rainbow Connection.
Rainbow.
from Muppet movies. The Rusty Spotted Cat and European Bison. That's all coming up on Random Facts.
All right. And hopefully another relatively decent convoluted intro. At 7:25, Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka, what an amazing company and what an important company to the people who are their clients, people who have received the toughest break in life, a loss of mobility. It can happen falling off a ladder. It can happen in an instant, as our friend Dr. Sam found out, a life-changing event, somebody coming out of nowhere at a high rate of speed and facing a long recovery. And, of course, our wounded heroes returning from battlefields with lengthy periods of adjustment. But first thing they do, people will heal faster in a familiar environment. So they try to make the home, and 99% of the time they succeed in making that home free of further risk to the recovery process. In other words, there are things that you take for granted or you have no trouble with on a day-to-day basis, but for somebody who's recovering from serious injuries, they can become the potential for a setback. So they eliminate those ramps, rails, whatever's necessary to facilitate the recovery process, customized motorized equipment, and they've been able to put people back on the road so they can make their own choices and live by their own schedule. Self-empowerment, which is so important psychologically to the recovery process. That's what they do. Their number is 514-6590. Gulf States Mobility at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. An amazing place and a job well done. And by the way, they serve clients all over the southeastern United States. It is 7:26.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We still have that accident working on the Eastern Boulevard at Carmichael Road. If you're coming from Vaughan to I-85, going to be in your lane. It's right on the right shoulder at Carmichael. Use caution, and elsewhere around the city, we're beginning to be a little busy now. We've got more incoming cars on 231 from Wetumpka. That's got Congressman Dickinson, the Northeast Boulevard jumping just a bit. We're busy now on East South Boulevard, I-65 and 85. Moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. No other accidents to tell you about currently. If you've been looking for a RAV4 or Tacoma, they're at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Anything is worth a minimum of $2,000 in trade. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent. The prescriptions are ready when we get there. And when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/private. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/private. That's forhims.com/private for your free online visit. forhims.com/private.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Trustworthy. Bringing your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Get ready. Hey!
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes or cutaway coat, perfect fits. Dressed up like a million-dollar trooper, trying mighty hard to look like Gary Cooper.
Cooper, Cooper!
Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in their mitts.
And now...
Jesus.
That was great.
Wondered where you were going with it. I really wondered.
Not bad.
No.
Not bad at all. It was good.
Did good. You know?
Very entertaining.
Got to save this one for replays. There is a, it's an islet. It's called an islet, right?
Yes.
I-S-L-E-T, islet. There's an islet in Hawaii formed of the remains of a shield volcano that is several times more massive than the Big Island, but which is eroded down to a tiny uninhabited rock. However, it still remains Earth's most massive volcano or mountain.
Really?
You never want to confuse an islet with an isthmus, because an isthmus is a thing, it's a very narrow strip of land that connects two continents. But an islet is something so totally
different. Yeah, they're called the Gardner Pinnacles, and they're in Hawaii. So, yeah. But it's a volcano, as a lot of things are over there in Hawaii. Did you know? After an insult to his wife, Anthony Moynihan, the third Baron Moynihan, challenged the offender to a duel by buttocks.
Oh.
Oh.
How does this work, you may ask? Well, the two would attempt to push each other off of a cushion using only their rear ends.
Oh, jeez. Count me out.
Well, it's better than bullets.
Well, then you would have given up, and your honor would have been shamed.
How about Naked Twister?
Naked Twister. Oh, my God.
Did you know the song Rainbow Connection?
Rainbow.
Sung by Kermit from the 1979 film The Muppet Movie, reached number 25 on the Billboard charts, the Billboard Hot 100 anyway, and remained in the top 40 for 7 weeks. It was also nominated for Best Original Song at the 52nd Academy Awards. Do you know who wrote that song? Wrote a lot of those songs for the Muppet movie.
You know this, Greg?
Probably. He has written a lot of songs, actually.
Barry Manilow?
No. No. Paul Williams.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he did write a whole bunch.
He wrote a lot of songs.
You know, Paul Williams, he's a nice little nebbish, that guy.
He's, yeah. What was it? He was in
he was
in the Smokey and the Bandit movies, wasn't he?
Can't remember.
Was he?
I think so. He wrote We've Only Just Begun.
Yeah.
You know who else wrote a lot of those songs for stuff like that? Randy Newman.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wrote a whole bunch of those.
That would have been a better guess, actually, on my part.
Did you know the Rusty Spotted Cat is the world's smallest cat, measuring up to only about 19 inches in body length and 3 pounds in body weight.
Hmm.
If they curl up, they could easily fit into the palm of your hand.
I better not let Rosie find out about these. She'll want one.
Well, they're considered wild, and from what I've read, they are not. You should not own one at all.
Oh.
They're feral. They're wild or whatever, and they're not gonna. They may be small, but they're very, very vicious. I watched a little, I don't know, 5-minute documentary on them, or a little clip from a documentary about them, and it was, they look like a kitten running through the woods.
Is that right?
But they're full grown.
Yeah.
And finally, did you know that European bison herds move by majority rule? How do they do that? Well, each bison votes by facing the direction that it wants to go. And then the herd will go in whatever direction is chosen by the largest number.
What if there's a tie?
Then they have a runoff.
I see. So that's like a primary.
Oh,
okay.
My goodness.
Wow, that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah. And those are your, random facts.
That was good.
All right. Now it's time for a pub quiz coming up. But first, the Food Outlet specials for the week. Get by there and stock up on ground beef at $1.95 a pound. Holy 90s prices, Batman. That is incredible. And you can buy that in five-pound packages or 10-pound crystalline tubes, which it's all fresh USDA grade A beef. And you can easily cut and freeze what you don't use for future use. Sirloin tip roast, that might be something that would work in the crock pot, Jesse.
Yes.
Especially if you could either slow cook it or you could pressure cook it.
I will say if you do the nice meat setting with some beef tips and stuff,
don't do it with the air fryer, though. That won't
work. Yeah, it probably won't be as good.
$2.87 a pound. So even if you make a mistake, you can afford to make a mistake at that price. Totino's Party Pizzas are $1.16 each, and the soda value of the week. And I will be pulling out plenty of this on Sunday when I go shopping. Coca-Cola products, Coke Zero, Diet Coke, regular Coke, Sprite. In the half-liter bottle, that's a lot of soda, $2.50 for a six-pack. It's the same bottle they vend in the machines. They usually have to pay $1.25, $1.50 a piece. This is like 40 cents each. So check that out along with Bluebell ice cream, $4.83 for the real half gallon, all flavors included. Food Outlet on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Food Outlet on Main Street, west of 31 in Prattville. And I'll see you Sunday morning on Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let's get that pop quiz question from Quizmaster Jake.
Earlier in Random Facts, we were talking about, early names of companies. And, well, there was a name that Google had before they had the name Google.
Oh.
What was it? We talked about it.
Remember that? Ah, yes. Okay. 272-9228. First person with the correct answer wins. Now, by all means, stay on the line. We have follow-up questions and a chance to double your entry into this week's grand prize drawing. 272-9228. We are standing by for your call right now at 738.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We still have an active accident on the East Boulevard at Carmichael. If you're traveling from Vaughan Road to I-85, the accident's going to be on the right shoulder right at Carmichael Road. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. We've also had the report of a minor accident as you merge from I-65 onto I-85. We are not seeing that on the cams right now. Doesn't mean it's not there. Just use caution as you merge onto 85 from 65 this morning. Light to moderate traffic everywhere else. No other accidents to report at this time. Be sure that you buckle up and drive safely this morning. If you've been looking for RAV4s and Tacomas, they're at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Anything is worth a minimum of $2,000 in trade. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
All right, we're ready to find a winner on the pop quiz question at 7:39, and we have a first-time caller named Emma.
Hi, Emma.
Hey, Emma.
Hey, how are you?
Thanks for calling. We
appreciate
it. Emma,
very happy that you chose us.
Yeah, Emma,
today.
Very happy.
So, how long have you been listening?
Not long. Probably a month or so. Somebody told me about y'all's show, and I started listening. And one of the first random facts I still remember.
Is that right?
And
yeah?
I do, and it's that pandas poop 100 times a day.
Well, there you go.
You can't get that on any radio
show. No,
right?
Yes.
Only panda poop.
Special.
Panda poop. Okay, so tell us, what is the original name of Google before Google?
Background?
That's absolutely correct.
We want to...
Congratulations.
Thank you for listening, and thank your friend for the reference that brought you to us. That's,
absolutely.
That's terrific. And I'm sure you'll tell many more friends.
Now, hang tight, because Jay's got to get some info from you. So.
Yeah. You got a follow-up for Gary E.?
Is this a Gary E. that I know, by any chance?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. All right, Gary E., tell us, we were talking about 911, and we were talking about the falling guy, and then we started talking about that big financial concern that had lost 658 people up there on the 101st floor of the World Trade Center. What's the name of that company?
Yeah, it's something Fitzgerald. I don't know.
Oh, that's good enough.
That's good enough
for me. Cantor Fitzgerald. That's good enough for me.
All righty, yep. Gary, so you have a double entry in the grand prize drawing, which is tomorrow.
Yep.
Yes.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
You know, isn't it weird? Because the first full work week of the year always seems like it's going to be a arduous, but it seems like Thursday has gotten here awfully quick.
Not in my world, buddy.
And tomorrow we've got...
No, it's been the longest week in the world.
It is 7:41.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
All right, so I have the big radar thing up. You see the big radar thing up? And notice that's where we are.
Ooh.
So the rain is just about...
It's almost
It looks like it's up to around Jay's house in Prattville, and also it's coming into Maxwell Air Force Base right now. It's up. It's already through Hainesville and Lounsboro, and it'll be spreading across the city during the hour here. So our forecast calling for showers likely today and tonight. No severe weather. Breezy and cool. I guess there could be the rumble of thunder, but basically just rain. High 52 today. Colder tonight. Low 42. The rain will come to an end by late tonight. There could be some leftover sprinkles or light showers tomorrow, but cloudy, windy, cold. A raw winter's day tomorrow. With a high temperature only up to about 48, it'll seem much colder because of the wind, with the temperature near freezing by Friday night. Only 40s on Saturday, with sunshine returning. And then Sunday, high temperature barely up to about 51, but... you know, a dry day Sunday, and right now that Monday storm system that everybody's been talking about, especially on social media, about, oh, what's going to fall from the sky? How about rain? How about cold rain here? Some parts of the Deep South, though, could see perhaps more than a significant amount of snow. And you can check out my morning video for more information about that developing situation. Right now, east winds at 18 miles per hour. Ouch, 45 degrees now, 7:43.
I have to
Central
share this
time.
With you. I just got an email from somebody who said we needed that putting on the Ritz.
It's going to be with me all day in my... It's earworm.
Hey, that's better than some of the other stuff that's been earworming us for the last 24 hours, right?
Exactly.
At 7:43.
John Bobo here. Some folks might call you customers, but at Capital Tractor, we're privileged to call you friends. You're the reason we go the extra mile in serving you with quality Kubota equipment. From our family to yours, thank you. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Coming up in Animal Stories, I've got crabs. We have...
well, there's something... There's stuff you can do for that.
We have a shark who attacked another shark, but it wasn't really a shark. An ostrich and a mystery llama, if we have time to get to that one. All ahead in Animal Stories. It is 7:44. Here's your local news.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed has ordered all flags to be flown at half staff in honor of City Councilman Tracy Larkin, who died Tuesday. Funeral arrangements have not yet been announced. State health officials say Alabama is still in phase 1A of the coronavirus vaccine rollout. This includes frontline healthcare workers and high-risk first responders. State Health Officer Dr. Scott Harris says the limited number of available doses is delaying the process. More than 52,000 vaccine doses have been administered in Alabama. And state health officials say more than 4,300 people have now died from COVID-19 in Alabama. Just under 3,000 people are in the hospital right now. Alabama's confirmed case count is now over 308,000. Recovery numbers have passed 211,000. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
I can hardly concentrate on what Rand Paul is saying. His hair is so sexy.
Guys, get the hairstyle women are crazy about. The Rand Paul style.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul shampoo. It'll leave your grown out natural curls on top, but also works as a conditioner to relax the hair on the sides.
Giving you the randiest style all the women want on their man.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
The Rand Paul style.
It's a bipartisan hairstyle. Straight and curly.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul shampoo and conditioner.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
Hey Shannon, I think it's time we do another commercial for Greenville Foot Care.
Why?
Well, I'm leaving for college and we both have changed so much.
Good point. What do we want to say?
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Oh, we should make Steven do this one. He was just a baby the last time. It's his turn. Awesome, let's do this.
Wait, I don't want to do this. I don't even know what to say.
You just have to say Daddy's name and phone number. And that they should call for an appointment.
And that there's a website now.
But I don't know any of that stuff.
You don't know Daddy's name is Dr. Brian Kelly?
Well, that part I know.
The number is super easy.
Yeah, it's 265-7585.
265-7585?
She just said that.
Okay, what else?
Tell them that your dad, Dr. Brian Kelly, is a foot doctor in Montgomery. Tell them most insurances are accepted. And if you have a foot problem, call the number or you can now request an appointment on our website.
And the website is?
GreenvilleFootCare.com.
Okay, I think I got this.
I hope so, because we're out of time. Don't forget to say the line.
Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Hi, I'm Tyson Eves with Serendipity Uniforms on the Eastern Bypass in the Promenade Shopping Center. We have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 7 years. We use them exclusively for all our radio advertising. It is by far the biggest bang for our buck. If you want results, go with Blue Water.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Simba. Digital Chase. Time for today's edition of Animal Stories. These are true tales from the wild kingdom. Pun intended, Wolfman, please take us to the vocal.
Not bad.
B. All right, top story, new study from Florida International University. Spent a lot of time there, actually. I lectured broadcasting there, and it's kind of in a horrible location in getting to it, but the campus is beautiful, right near the water, too. They're doing a study and determined that not only can the Caribbean king crab, is it Caribbean or Caribbean?
It's a good question.
Caribbean queen? Caribbean king crab, we'll go with Billy Ocean on this one, munch the corals free of seaweed faster than all methods involving human hands, but that the increase of coral reproduction spawned a boom in reef fish numbers as well. This is all good news. All types of marine habitat are important. Seaweed, meadows, and coral reefs play vital roles in the health of the ocean and the health of the community underwater. In the same way that a mountain lion, which provides valuable service by preying on diseased or elderly deer, wouldn't be helping anyone if it took up residence in an office building. Seaweed largely prevents coral from their key function in the ecosystem, just like the lion would prevent any of the terrified office workers from doing their work, or maybe running into a deer on the way out of the parking lot. An ostrich escaped from a private park in a Pakistani city and was caught on camera going for a run down the middle of a busy road. Video captured by a witness shows the flightless bird, native to Africa, running loose through traffic on a road in Karachi. They said the ostrich escaped from a private zoo in a part of that city. They said the bird apparently became panicked when water flowed into its enclosure at the park. Park employees were able to safely recapture the ostrich and return it to the facility.
Ostrich is supposedly good eating. There's a lot of meat.
Never heard that, but... You know, until I tried gator, you never write anything up until
right.
You get a chance to try it.
Or gator chili, that's what we...
I have not tried that. That sounds good.
It's really good.
Finally, a California man who encountered a shark while swimming in the ocean said he came back to shore to discover that the juvenile predator shark had attempted to bite his swim fin. Phil Garn said he was wearing fins on his feet when he went for a swim in the corner. Now, did you ever use those when you went swimming as a kid?
No, the fins I didn't like. Did you?
I felt like they made me go faster.
Right.
He was quite surprised when he came ashore and alerted lifeguards after noticing there was a big chunk of fin clearly in the form of a bite mark.
I heard fin's good eating, too.
Lifeguards cleared the beach after that discovery. And those are your animal stories. It is 7:51, 9 minutes before the top of the hour. I guess today we will do a conundrum. Mm-hmm. Oh, I still have lots of animal stories that are going to be left over for tomorrow. So I'll put those right there so I don't lose them. Some COVID news. You know what sport? I'll give each a guess on this. What sport is soaring in popularity during the
pandemic? Lacrosse?
In my world, I would say the sport of rodeo, but...
Sport. Are we now...
Participation in this sport soared over the last year.
Yeah, I know,
I'm trying to think, COVID.
I mean,
COVID,
checkers and COVID. Chess is a sport, so I'm wondering...
Is it an Olympic sport?
Gee.
Is it an outdoor activity?
Yes,
or
it is.
It's an outdoor activity.
Is it bigger than a bread box?
No.
Frisbee.
No, that's a good guess, though.
Because you can be spaced apart.
There's so many kids golf. That don't even know what frisbee is
anymore. It's golf.
Jesse is right.
Golf.
Because that way you can be on your own, too.
Oh, that's true.
Americans played 57 million more rounds of golf last year. In large part because golf, easy to social distance.
Right. You're
outdoors in the fresh air. You know, Terry Adams talks about, you know, he hates the fact that the... coronavirus inflicted so much damage on society, but it was a boon for him because people wanted to
jet skis, right?
Jet skis, getting off-road, places where you didn't have to worry about mask regulations and stuff.
Away from people.
In Florida, golf is a religion. That place where I stay, my friend Kathleen's house, I used to live on that block, and it was so nice because it backed up to this very aged par-4 golf course. And I'll never forget this. The morning, as day broke, the day after Andrew went through, behind our house, we had these two huge willow trees that framed the third tee box, you know, where they tee off for the third hole.
Sure.
And it ran parallel to our house. And they, I don't know how many decades or even centuries those trees are, but Andrew blew one of them down on its side.
Mm-hmm.
The root structure was about 15 feet tall.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, by the time it was bright enough to play golf, this is after Andrew.
It's a Monday morning.
Yes. What do we see? There's people...
Playing golf.
Yep. And working their way around the hazard of this enormous tree that fell. You know, I didn't know they could do this, but they were able to upright that tree and replant it.
Really?
And it's still there today. The only, but the there is evidence that that and the other tree that did not get blown down, the canopy of the trees is still pretty shredded up. It used to be, it used to look like a giant green mushroom.
Oh, have you seen it lately or?
This week.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And you can still see holes that have not grown in together.
Andrew changed the world.
And you can still see evidence of Wilma
is that,
down there
is
as well.
Is that near Cutler Ridge?
No, that's where Goose lives. Cutler Ridge.
Cutler Ridge was like ground zero
Yeah. Yeah. And Janelle's in a mandatory evacuation zone. God, please, after a new roof, let's not have that happen down there. It is 7:55 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We're still going to figure out a conundrum or something to do to give away a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. By the way, in case you didn't hear it yesterday, any resolutions or New Year's intentions that you made, you'll abandon those a month from today.
1 month from today.
I'm giving you a,
heads up.
On average, according to scientific research, the 37th day is when we say screw it, you know.
Siri, what are my New Year's resolutions for this year?
Sorry, calendar on Apple Watch only goes out 7 days.
Oh, you're saying 7 days. Oh, boy.
Learned something right there, didn't we?
Yeah.
And here's a question for the group and for those of you listening at home to debate amongst yourselves. Is 12:01 a.m. early in the morning or late last night?
Oh, it's early in the morning.
Early morning.
They asked, for some reason, they thought it was a good idea to ask 12,000 people this question.
Yeah.
13 Well, it gives a lot of other statistics.
Oh.
That he's reading along with.
When asked what early this morning means.
Did most people get it right or wrong?
It wasn't really a right or wrong kind of thing. 13% when they were asked what constitutes early morning.
Mm-hmm.
13% said midnight. 19% said 1 and 4 in the morning. And 1 and 4 said 5 o'clock. 22% 6. 16% don't think it's the morning until you get between 7 and 9 a.m. And 3% said even later than that.
Now, see, 1:10 a.m., a lot of people would think, oh, that's late night. In my world,
that's
when your day is just getting started. That's when my alarm starts.
Yeah. I always felt like it's not tomorrow until I go to sleep and then wake up. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It's still... So, I mean, I know, even though I crossed midnight...
Yeah.
So let's say it's a Friday, I don't have to go to work, you know, Saturday or whatever, and it's crossed midnight. Well, it still feels like Friday night, you know?
Because you haven't gone to sleep.
Even at 4 a.m., if I haven't gone to sleep yet, I'm still thinking, oh, it's Friday night, I need to go to sleep.
Yeah, the day before. I'm kind of with you on that, you know? That's when
I mean, I know it's not, but yeah. It's still one
but
of those
I would say most days. People would say 1:10 a.m. is late night.
That's early morning.
It's early morning to me.
Yeah.
It is 7:57. How much money does a man need who's on the short side? How much money does he need to earn to be as attractive as a tall guy? Really? That's something we'll have next hour.
Oh, I was... Crawdad called, and he had called earlier, like about an hour ago, and said, number one, don't ever eat a liver. He said, don't try liver. It's not good.
No.
Liver.
No thanks.
Wanted to know where you got your corned beef from.
Corned beef?
Yeah, your corned beef. Apparently you had mentioned it.
Well, we did a recently we did a really nice Reuben.
Yes.
And he wanted to know where your corned beef was coming from.
There's a deli I go to.
Okay.
I pay the good price because it's worth it.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I can make a whole corned beef, but you can never slice a corned beef you cook because they've got them at Food Outlet year round.
And corned beef is great, but it's great when you just cooked it.
Yes.
It's not good.
It does not. It is not one of your better leftovers.
That's right.
You are absolutely correct on that. All right, let's see how the roads are moving as we close in on 8 o'clock. There's Joe Namath pitching healthcare coverage.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update on some accidents. If you're on the Eastern Boulevard traveling from Woodmere Boulevard to I-85, we have an accident right at Carmichael Road on the right shoulder. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Lower Wetumpka Road at Northern Boulevard. We believe the accident is actually down on the Lower Wetumpka Road. Use caution. And if you're headed to Wetumpka, northbound lane of 231 has a minor accident at Redland Road intersection.